The gospel begins, "He loved his own, and he loved them till the end." My brothers and sisters, who are his own? They're his priests, the 12, the chosen ones, the first priests of the Catholic Church, the apostles, those who belong to him. He wanted to love them, and he wanted to manifest that love right at the very end by a gesture, the washing of feet. And in the times that we live in, we don't quite get this, like, gosh, what did that really mean? Because we don't all walk around in sandals on dirty, dusty roads without air conditioning, right? So our feet, at the end, they are all hot and sweaty and smelly, and no one would want to go anywhere near them. And so our Lord makes himself the servant of his priests. He so abases himself that Peter says, "Lord, I will never let you wash my feet." Like, are you kidding me? It's kind of like when Peter said right at the beginning, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." Right? I am not going to allow you. Jesus, I know you love me, but I'm not going to allow you to love me there. Right? In my dirtiness, in my ugliness, in my brokenness, in my wounds. Are you kidding me? And what does our Lord say? "Unless you allow me to wash your feet, unless you allow me to love you fully, you will have no inheritance with me." My brothers and sisters, our place in heaven is determined by the degree to which we allow our Lord to love us. "Unless you allow me to love you, you will have no inheritance with me. And the degree to which you allow me to love you is the degree to which you will share in my inheritance." And we all build up these walls just like the apostles did. And we say, "Lord, I can't let you break through those. No way. I'm not letting you go there. You can love all the beautiful parts of me. But all that other stuff that I'm ashamed of, no way, Lord. Right? I can't let you in." And he wants to go to the depths of us. But why is it so important that priests allow him to love them? My brothers and sisters, can you imagine if you knew a priest who had no sense that God had any love for him? Right? Who actually felt like God didn't really love him? Right, and you look at this priest and go, "Okay, you're a man of God, and you don't believe God can love you. Man, I'm in trouble," right? If priests can't believe that God loves them, who can believe that? Our Lord loves his priests so profoundly. One of the people who had an incredible veneration for priests was Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. A good priest friend of mine, when he was a young seminarian, he had the chance to meet her. So before she passed away, and he was a seminarian in New York. And Mother Teresa was journeying there towards the end of her life. And he went to a large gathering. There were thousands of people. And he stayed till the very end with another seminarian companion because they wanted to ask Mother Teresa for her prayers. So they go up and they wait hours. And finally they go up to Mother Teresa and say, Mother, you know, these guys are like 18, 20 years old. "Mother, hey, we're seminarians. You know, we wanted to ask you for prayers. You know, if we get the prayers of a saint, we're good to go." And Mother Teresa says, you're seminarians." "Yeah, Mother, that's right." "So you will be priests one day." "Yes, God willing, we'll become priests." Mother Teresa looks at him in the eyes and she said, "Be holy or go home." Right, Mother Teresa, this great love for priests, another priest friend of mine, he used to travel to Calcutta and he would teach Mother Teresa's sisters. And again, these were in the final years for life. And on one visit, he said, the sisters, the missionaries of charity, they never eat in public. Right? You'll never see them eating any food. They don't go to restaurants. So Mother Teresa, she would sit with this priest every day for lunch. And he would eat and she would just share conversation with him. And he said it was so strange. He said every day for a week, Mother Teresa would sit there and they would be talking. But she always felt like there was something taking place on a deeper level, some communication that he did not understand. And as he's flying back to the States at the end of the trip, he said all of a sudden it just came to him. He was praying to the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, help me to know what was Mother Teresa doing?" And he realized that what Mother Teresa was doing while they shared conversation is that she was adoring his priesthood. That she was venerating his share in the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I one time received an invitation from a priest friend of mine to attend a deliverance session. This priest was praying over someone who thought they might be possessed. And during this session, one of the things that the priest did is he laid his hands on this man's head. And the next thing he did after laying his hands on his head, he breathed on this man. And I remember the first time I saw this, I go, gosh, that's a little weird. It was like our Lord did when he appeared to the apostles in the upper room after he'd risen from the dead. It said he appears to them and he breathes on them. At the end of this session, this man is set free from this evil spirit. And he looks at the priest and he says, Father, he says, you have no idea the gift of your priesthood. He said, when you laid your hands on my head, he said, I don't know how I knew, but I knew that they were our Lord's hands. He said, Father, when you took your hands off my head, our Lord left his hands there. And he said, Father, when you breathed on me, the reason I fell to the floor, he said, it was because it was the breath of the Holy Spirit. And this presence within me could not stand it. That priest shared with me on another occasion. He said that one time he was praying with a woman, same, doing deliverance prayers again. And he had the sense that our Lord himself was present in the room. And so he asked the Spirit, he said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to tell me, is Jesus here? And the Spirit said, yes. And the priest was curious. He said, gosh, I wonder where in the room our Lord is. And so he said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to tell me, where do you see him? And the Spirit said, Father, I see him in you. It's the reason I cannot look at you, because I see Jesus' eyes when I look into your eyes. He loved his own, and he loved them to the end so that they would know how greatly they were loved, that they could bring others to open themselves to the love that God has for them. I close with this. When I was a seminarian, I read the line from St. John Vianney, who wrote, the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. The scandals of the priesthood had just broken out, and I read that line. And I thought, are you kidding? Right? That's the love of the heart of Jesus. And as the years have gone on, I meet priests, I interact with priests all the time. I'm a priest. We're all weak. We're all sinful. We all need a Savior like anybody else. And yet St. John Vianney said, the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, what I've come to realize is what he said is true. Because by God's design, until the end of time, God's love will always enter the world through the hands of his priests. The fullness of God's love could not be made present on earth without a priest. Because without a priest, there is no Eucharist. And the Eucharist is God, and therefore the Eucharist is love, the fullness of love. God chose that his priests would be the sources of his divine love always. And so on this occasion, as we celebrate the gift of the Eucharist and the gift of the priesthood, let us pray in a special way for our priests, that they truly allow our Lord to love them fully, so that they might assist all of us in allowing our Lord to love us fully.